I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, "Now Wash the Filthy Sex Juice Off Your Hands." Filthy sex is my favourite sex. Sex where we get messy and sticky and sweaty. When the smell of his cum mixes with the smell of his sweat and my cunt and the lube and, oh God, everything. Grinding against each other on the living room carpet, pouring handfuls of lube out to smear on me before fucking me so hard I have to gasp to catch my breath. Spitting into my hand to lube up his dick. Spitting on his dick to lube up his dick. Him spitting in my mouth. Filth and filthy sex means different things to different people. To some it means sloppy, gloopy mess, splosh-style custard or body oil or something else that's slick and wet and sticky. To others it means something darker, mess like the kind you get from outside as you kneel in your knickers in the mud in the woods and have someone fuck you in the face. Still others see it as a metaphor. There need be no literal filth, just the hint of it. That dirtiness that comes from doing something taboo. For others it might be piss. Actual hot, wet jets of piss trickling down your neck and chest. Warming you and humiliating you and doing all the good things. Filthy sex, to me, is about all of these things and none of them. Filthy sex can be messy in a sweet way. Sugar and scented lube and the grinning, wet lips of the person who's tasting it. It might be mud puddles and face fucking, or me squatting in a park at midnight, gripping onto the climbing frame to keep my balance while I spit on his cock. It might be crouching meekly in a shower stall with my face covered in sweat and spunk, and begging him to piss the filth away. And sometimes it's none of those things. Sometimes there's no substance that's filthy or dirty, or that you couldn't really smear on yourself in polite society. Sometimes filth is a feeling, and the filthy sex comes not from what's being spat, pissed or smeared, but from the gut punch of hotness when I'm being used or treated as if I'm bad, as if I'm dirty. The invisible stain of faux shame that comes from doing something taboo. Filthy sex is all of these things and none of these things, and to me it is everything. Spit in my mouth and piss on my tits and run your hand down into my knickers to feel the spunk that's pooled in the gusset. Then fuck me like I'm dirty and you cannot wash me clean. In filth and in love and forever and ever and fuck. Now wash your fucking hands. That one was quite short and sweet, but if you would like to hear more audio porn, go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or you can find out more about the audio porn project and request your own stories if you'd like to request your own stories at patreon.com/girlonthenet. Also, that post was written a while ago for a kink of the week. Kink of the week is basically like a blogger meme where each week, or possibly each fortnight now, they give a different topic and get people to write their own erotica or their own thoughts on a particular topic. So sometimes it might be a particular fetish, and other times, like this one, they will just pick something more general. And as you can probably guess, the one for this one was filth. So if you Google kink of the week, that's also worth checking out if you like written erotica. And of course, girlonthenet.com/audioporn for more audio filth.